This is episode 1731. Welcome back, and welcome to the final episode of our seven-part series on a higher conscience. As you went through this week's series, I hope you feel more connected to a higher cause or the world around you or your divine source. This is the foundation of your life. And when you consider how you spend your days as you go throughout your life, day in and day out, working, encountering people, and doing all kinds of things, the most important part of your life, which you could even consider to be the essence of your life, is truly what your passion and purpose is all about, how you lived your life. So when you come to the end of your days, your life, you might reflect back and think, you were so glad that you committed yourself to this cause, or that this cause became an important part of how you spent your days. We have so many choices around us as to how we will spend our time, what we will do. And when you have something that is greater than yourself, a specific cause, you find that it occupies your mind constantly. And I remember when I first started sharing meditation on a podcast, and I remember people reaching out to me and asking me, how do you do a daily meditation? Aren't you bored? Don't you run out of things to say? And I had to say that actually, I have so much I want to share with you. An endless source of inspiration and meditation techniques to help make your ritual come alive in your life. This is my passion, my purpose, and it helps connect me to a higher cause. And I find that as I go about my days, I'm constantly coming across something I want to share with you, or a program I'd like to put together, or something new I'd like to do to the app, or all kinds of things. And sometimes some of those things fizzle out, or I don't really actually get to realize what I had hoped. But if I stick with it, I notice that eventually it all comes together. So as you consider what your higher cause is and your higher purpose in life is, whether or not you do that for a job or whether you do something that nobody even knows about, if you are a parent or a friend or a sibling and you do a really good job at that, that can be your higher purpose. It doesn't have to be something profound. Simply being a better human being and being there for others in their times of need is living full out with a higher consciousness. So as you do the meditation today, your final meditation in this series, I encourage you, as I always do in the final episode, to go outside. If you could do this as a walking meditation, that would be great. This allows you to take your meditation ritual off your meditation cushion or chair into the world around you. There's no better way to practice focusing than taking your meditation for a walk. And all kinds of noises and people and distractions happen when you're walking outside, even if you're out in nature, and it requires you to stay focused on your meditation, what you're doing as you walk. And so this is a wonderful way to really hone your meditation muscles. Now, if you just can't get out there and walk, then go ahead and sit outside as you meditate, or open a window or door as you meditate. I had a beautiful meditation today while there was a storm going on outside, and I had the window open and I could hear the rain and feel the breeze and wind on my face during the storm. This is so invigorating, and it makes you feel part of something bigger. You really do begin to feel connected to your environment in an integral way when you meditate outside. I want to share with you a few more ways to stay connected to your higher consciousness. When you are connected to a source or a cause greater than yourself, you will notice that you naturally begin to surround yourself with more like-minded people, because you are so on fire about what you're doing and you're so engaged with it that you seek more information. You seek out more people who feel the same way that you do. And so you'll find that you begin to pull away from toxic people, because you just have such an important higher cause that you don't have time for toxic people who can pull you away from the important work you have to do. You will also notice that your more destructive habits seem to melt away. Now, let me explain this. If you had a habit that wasn't so supportive, maybe you overate, maybe you ate too many sweets, or you drank too much alcohol, or maybe had some kind of addictive patterns or destructive ones, you'll notice that, again, you just don't have time for these energy busters. You need your best energy, and you're not willing to give it up for anything. You feel so strongly about what you're doing. And you'll notice that you may be more productive than you have been before. And this is because when you're on fire about something and you're pursuing it and living it out, it requires a lot of energy, but that zest and passion for what you're doing fuels you. So people may wonder, how did you get that done? Or when did you start that up? They will be amazed at the amount of energy you have to pour into your higher purpose, your higher cause. So those are some ways to notice when you are fully engaged and committed to living out your higher consciousness. So now, settle yourself down and let's do your final meditation in this series. Sit up straight with a straight spine. Close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated upward. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your throat and your neck. relax your shoulders and your chest. Relax your arms. Relax your hands. They may be in the Hakini Mudra position to do this mudra, which helps you make important decisions. Touch your fingertips and your thumb tips together. Mentally affirm, I offer peace to others. I offer peace to others. Send out your peace to others as you send out your love for this higher cause. Look back over your week and notice your progression as you focused on a higher cause. Even if you didn't necessarily do anything, if you even thought about what your higher purpose is, reflect on the highlights of your awareness this week in regard to your higher cause. What uplifted you this week? What stands out? Consider why you do what you do. What drew you to this cause? Now reflect on the moments that were difficult. Maybe those soul-searching moments when you weren't sure you were on the right track, or you had deep regret over inaction, or from maybe mistakes you made in the past. Reflect on your week and notice what caused uncertainty or doubt. Just notice, bring this awareness to your experience. It's all part of your journey. Not going so deeply into any one aspect of the week, just observing how you did, how you progressed. Now think of three gifts from this higher consciousness journey. What are three gifts that you're grateful for? Awareness that you discovered, something new you learned. Bring into your consciousness now these three gifts. And then relax into inner stillness as you meditate. I have so enjoyed sharing this higher consciousness journey with you. You are so worth slowing down for.